Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 20th. That's right, it's 4:20. Who better to be with us today than Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass? What, you thought I'd let that slide?
I forgot. I wasn't even thinking about that. So now I'll think about that all day.
Oh, good.
At least I'll know what's going on when I see people a little occupied.
Oh, right. Like they're not there tomorrow also, huh? Let's see if we can find a quote here.
Making me sick.
Here we go, from John Gay in 1727. Envy is a kind of praise.
I think that could work. If someone's envious of someone, it means they actually apparently
desire,
what
they're doing, et cetera, yeah.
Want to be them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Don't think too hard here.
Yeah.
You know, I got you with the 420 in the first 2 seconds of the show. I mean, I've already achieved my goal.
You know, it's been so busy this year, you could have told me it was March 20th, and I'd be I had an extra month.
How do you respond to people who say that the county is so focused on the permits, the money, all that kind of stuff around marijuana that they're allowing other things to go to pot?
Well, that was...
I know.
Let me see if I can think of a word usage that would fall in line with that.
Well, I'm not going to use the C word.
Well, I think we get too far into the weeds sometimes.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. So that's too much. I can't think that hard. I think people are right, and it's really bothersome to me because I do have people, you know, that have permits in line that they'll call about. They're saying, what's happening with this? Or we know there's projects that are being, you know, planning is being inundated. And we've talked to folks in planning who said, you know, they're like running a marathon all day long. And it's not that people are coming through the door all day long, but a lot of times people are on the phone. You know, many of these inquiries don't even, you know, probably won't even result in permits. And I think the more bothersome part for me, even, you know, when I think about it, is the money that exponentially we are going to be outlaying to beef up the services in planning and building. What about the money we need for other things in the county? I'm kind of going, boy, we are starting to get to a place where we're making some decisions and balancing economic needs needs, basically. And those are tough choices to make. There's not one that should get all of the attention.
You wouldn't think, but it certainly seems to. Deemer was on last Friday, and she said that so far the stuff that they've done in Arcata, nobody has applied for. Are you a tenant in one of those things? I guess to be an occupant inside of, you know, a lot of focus and a lot of attention on it, but not. Nobody's stepped up yet. So I'm wondering if, as we've postulated, or at least I've postulated over and over, is great, we're going to have this structure and we're still expecting the outlaws to abide by the law.
I think we're going to be, it's a wait and see approach of how many are going to come into compliance. And I've heard lots of different guesses out there.
Yeah, we'll see who's right. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, some of the different challenges, I suppose they come in waves. At least it kind of seems to be that way. And we just have to figure out if it's a storm with a lot of big waves or if it's a mild time with a bunch of small waves. The recommendation and now the acceptance by the city of the container camp. I don't know what else to call it. Kind of tickled that squatters was working, but now they're not going to be squatting anymore. They're going to be inside these containers. It's an idea kind of makes sense. The location of it kind of seems not to. Were there choices?
You know, I think what makes this a really interesting subject, and I think there's still a lot of work to be done. I think what was real exciting for me is that this was community-driven and driven by some of the business owners, and obviously we've heard that there are several that are not as comfortable, and I think you're talking about location is one of the concerns. And when I look at location, one, I'll say I don't know if there's anything that's perfect. You know, there's not going to be perfect. Let's just put that off totally.
Well, you're perfect. It won't be my perfect.
Yeah. So okay, perfect for one, not for the other. I think, you know, this site to some folks makes a lot of sense, including the property owner who has offered his property, because it is already an area where there's a historically high number of folks who perhaps reside in the marsh and
well, it's next to the mission and it's next
right.
to the,
it is the soup kitchen. As I'm saying, it's the proximate yeah. location to where some folks already are hanging out.
They're getting drilled by this stuff anyway, but does it, I don't want to say codify, does it formalize this is the area then and bring them back into Old Town?
No, I think what it does is they are there already. We go driving. Anytime you go driving, and I know darn well that you do too, I'll drive down there and there are people all day long. And this is a way to actually, I would think, provide more, I don't want to say control, but a more measure of control to the situation.
There's an oversight component.
Well, there's an oversight component. Whether someone agrees with, I mean, there's different philosophies, and not everybody's going to agree with Betty Chin's philosophy. Quite frankly, I think she, you know, she does more than most people I could ever think of that I've ever met. Actually, I don't know anybody like Betty.
She seems to get, the curious thing for me is she's doing a good job. Everybody kind of agrees that she's moving folks through, but somebody's always filling the void behind. So she takes one out, somebody new is coming into the county. And I think that for a lot of us, in addition to the frustrations associated with it and the changes we've seen during our time, is that there's always that backfill. We can't shut the gate, can't stop that next one from coming here.
And we're not alone, and I'll talk to that in a minute. I just came from a group last week where we had 30 of the 58 counties there discussing homelessness. But one of the things I did want to mention to what would change at that location if the container, you know, if this all moves forward, is Betty, it's planned to be basically coordinated intake. And what that means is instead of just tents or someplace people hang out and don't do anything, once they're in that area, they have to go through the process of coordinated intake. What do these folks need? How can they be helped get into housing? What kind of treatment programs do they need to get into? Are they actually fairly easy to get housed? Well, gosh, let's help get them, you know, taken care of first. And you can actually look at each individual and make a plan to exit them out of this. And yeah, it's only 40, but it's not 40 who are going to be there the entire 6 months. The idea is to get them in there and move them on to a place for housing. So that's what's different with
this
program.
So each of these 40 are going to be individuals who say that they want, it's not a lifestyle option.
You know, that's
what
we'd like.
They're going to be called out initially.
That's what we'd like to think. And it's hard to say. A supervisor from Yolo County that I've been working with a lot, he was actually a city council member for 14 years. So we have a lot of things in common. And they just did a project called Bridge to Housing.
But I thought it was going to be Bridge to Humboldt.
No. But what they found was they'd had, you know, they moved some people out of an area, moved them into a short-term facility, and then moved them on to housing. But in talking to them, they may have started out with 90 people who were brought into that unit. By the time they were done, there was only maybe 35 who actually stuck with the program and got to the housing. So it's kind of like where you...
So what happened to the others?
They ended up moving on to where they wanted to go, not saying that they didn't go. There could be other places. Believe me, Sacramento has a
but
very...
They moved on.
They moved on at least from that that area. And I think those are the ones, though, that can be identified. It's like, okay, so these guys, if these don't want it, are they criminals? Are they just people that really don't want anything? Where are they going to go? Well, they had an opportunity. And then I think, you know, you focus on the ones you can help. You try to bring everybody in, but you know they're not all going to be successful.
Couple quick questions that we've had. Who's handling the insurance? Greg Sparks sat in the chair and he said, "We're not paying a dime more."
You know,
that's tough.
Yeah, and last I've heard, I have not heard how that was resolved. I heard much discussion last week, and that hasn't been something I've had an in-depth conversation. You know, I'm supportive from the standpoint that somebody came forward with an idea that involved actually having property that wasn't government funded. Yes, do they need government help to, you know, set it up? Yes, but it's not, they weren't relying on the government to do it all. Now, there are portions that the government has to do, and the insurance, I don't know if that would fall under any of those, you know, entities, put it that way.
The privates.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with reaching out to other counties who have done similar projects and ask them, who did your insurance? I'm not sure if that's been done.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Virginia, with the container camp in Old Town Eureka, there were a number of questions, and I suppose everybody's always going to have general questions. We talked a little bit about the insurance before the break. The security issues, I know, in having a conversation with Chief Mills, that there's going to be more attention paid to that block than there is right now. Is there a fence? Is it a compound, limited access, limited entry?
My understanding is there's going to be a fence. I don't know if there's security guards. Their plan is to have the 24/7 supervision.
Staffing will be
there. They have, I think there's three dedicated staff people also to working on, you know, assisting people moving on from that place in their life to, you know, housing.
So there are going to be some folks that were there maintaining decorum.
Well, and I think to me that's one of the very important pieces would be to have that, because quite frankly, that's not out there now when people are in the streets and they're currently hanging out and doing some of the things that we find
offensive,
not conducive to good community behavior.
Yeah. They're not going to have bike racks there, are they?
Boy, you know, I don't know.
Just another thing.
Thanks.
To contemplate.
I'll see if I can pass that along.
All right. Now, I've heard transitional. This is a transition. This is not a permanent. This is a, okay. Inertia tends to set in on things. Is there a guarantee for the neighborhood around there that it isn't going to be permanent, or is there a possibility that Mercer Fraser will sell off the property and it becomes kind of what Chief Andy and some of the others were looking for? It may not be in the location they were initially thinking, but it kind of starts there.
You know, I look at this as a pilot project, and it's kind of funny when people talk about pilot projects. What does that really mean? And quite frankly, it means you try something and you work out the kinks. If it's not a good idea and if it doesn't work, then you don't do it again. So in this case, I see it being limited time there. But one of the interesting characteristics of the containers themselves is they can actually be moved to other locations.
Well, yeah,
so
they are portable by nature.
So when we're talking in the bigger time, you know, the bigger picture of the county, you know, we might be talking about city right now because that's where the majority of the homeless are. but I can tell you Supervisor Fennell made a comment in public.
Garberville.
That
Redway,
you know,
they've had it. Yeah.
Fortune has had it, you know, down there. So there's nothing, if this can help ease people through a situation and they can be moved to another piece of property that someone has offered to do, we've got a pilot in place. If it works and it can be mobile, that's actually a pretty good thing for us to look at in this county.
Well, let's step back for a sec. I mean, I know what you're talking to, and I know where the majority focus is. But as you said, we drive around a little bit. You guys drive around a little bit also. My question is, the folks that are on the corners that have got the cardboard signs that are so weathered that you can't read them, and you know who they are because they've been on those corners for so long. Now, I know that Eureka's got their new ordinance.
It's been pretty
in place, and I know the shopping carts have disappeared.
Thank Eureka Police.
But is this really for those folks? Are we going to see less on the corners, less on the streets, less wandering across Broadway, less near hits or hits because of this? Or is this a subsection of that group that's, okay, they'll be taken off, but it's not going to change the visibility that we see now?
Well, I think you know as well as I do that many of those people aren't homeless. I mean, a lot of them
they have shelter.
Qualify. And they're not necessarily the folks from down, you know, at the Marsh. So I can't say, I mean, I think what the city's doing with their no panhandling right now, what I'm seeing is good. It'll be interesting, again, how this plays out. I think the county should adopt the very same parameters. And I was thinking about, actually, on the drive over here today, thinking, okay, we all need to do this so that we're consistent.
You beat me to the punch.
Yeah. Well, that is unusual.
No, seriously, I
think that it's not necessarily the same population. Certainly there is a subset of it, as you said, but I don't think having them in that location is going to give them an operational, you know, headquarters where it's easier to actually head out to the, you know, the intersections.
No, what I'm concerned about is that people either living in or working in or driving through Eureka are going to anticipate a significant visual change along 4th and 5th Street. And I don't believe that taking 40 folks going to accomplish that, so I don't want that
expectation. I would agree with you. I don't think that those are necessarily the same people. I think where hopefully you see the visible changes when you go walking down in the Marsh area and you feel...
You do that one regularly?
You know, we go occasionally. It's been a while.
Since the drying sheds.
We actually took Senator McGuire out there a couple years ago.
Okay, let me say it differently. Without armed guard.
We didn't have armed guard.
You didn't have chaperones?
We actually did have a couple. We had Pam Lynn Millsap went out with us. It was pouring, raining. Let me just say, the look on, you know, his face and his staff's face, there's nothing like seeing the human devastation down there and the environmental devastation until you actually walk through it. So.
Yeah.
When
Andy told Billy, I don't want any firemen down there without an armed escort, game, set, and match. Why would we want to go down there without the same? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, in the discussion, in the talk about all the stuff, whether it's at your symposium last week or whether it's at discussions with what the county is doing, what the city may be doing, a bunch of stuff is floating around, but I'm not hearing an awful lot of focus on results-oriented approaches defined by the community standard of either getting these folks able to be on their own or getting the treatment that they need or getting them out of Dodge. I mean, a result so that the community wins in this and the focus is on the large, not on the individual. Is that a component that's in there kind of throughout and woven into the fabric of this?
It has to be. You know, I think people hear the word performance based. You know, a lot of a lot of measures that are taken to help, you know, some of the deal with some of the issues in society are performance based. And what does that really mean?
Is
and
that I think process I think, based, or well, is no, that I think results oriented?
Now it's looking at results oriented. Director Beck actually has come on board being very intent on making sure any program that's being done has results that count. You know, and in the case of, you know, this situation, the city of Eureka and the county have embarked on the implementation strategies that were brought forward. And there's the 30 people in 60 days being housed. Those are, you know, benchmarks, but they're quantifiable. So that's one way to look at the results. In 30 days, are there 60 people that find a place that works for them?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, I mean, yes, 30, 60, boy, now I'm getting my numbers backed up. 60, 30. Santa Cruz did 180 and 180. So we picked a number that was smaller. But the point of the matter is you take that parameter of time, you get the people into housing, and you do have a way to start marking off where your successes are. Now, that's not going to stop the backfill that you can't guarantee that you're going to be able to stop people from coming in. That's just not realistic.
Understood. But what happens to the others? If you can handle 40 or 60 in there, there's another 100 something outside. What happens to them? Because now they're not in Palco Marsh because Miles is putting his trail in and knocking down the old. That's now gone. They're going to go somewhere.
Well, they're going to go somewhere, but you have to, when you're talking about results based, you have to have something that you have to have a goal, and you have to be able to measure your way to the goal. Now, if you picked obviously you'd like to do more than your goal.
Oh, understood, but you can't. I've had people say, are they going to be sleeping on the benches in downtown when the tourists show up? Are they going to end up in Rex's Park? Are they going to be in our neighborhoods? Are they going to be in the gullies? Are they going to be at Cooper's Gulch? Where are these others out of this universe going to go?
The unfortunate answer is yes to everything you said. Quite frankly, you know, while these things are set up within the city of Eureka, people are going to be in the county of Humboldt, you know, Myrtletown. We're going to start seeing things that are different, and what we have to do is stay on top of what we see.
So is there a secondary budget or a budget for next fiscal year to buy more containers for Garberville Redway, to buy containers if it is in Myrtletown or out at the park or in McKinleyville?
I think before that we think that far is we need to see how this one plays out. I think that's really important. Perhaps there'll be the ability to move those containers like we talked about earlier. So I think this is going to be a continuing conversation for you.
I bet you it will be.
You know, can you imagine someday when it's not a continuing conversation?
No.
What'll we talk about?
I can't.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
Wait, no. Okay.
Quick.
Pan Air. Tomorrow they start flying.
Yay.
10 o'clock in the morning. Be at the airport. We're going to have a party.
Free hot dogs by Rex. Maybe not.
I didn't tell him that.
See you tomorrow.